You make those up with the milk, buttermilk and soda and an egg and a teaspoon of sugar and a teaspoon of salt and stir it up and fry them. And I melt my butter and pour it on. Every time I put out a lay, I pour butter over.
Now, what part, you had two parts of the egg, you use the...
Both, I just use a whole egg.
Yeah, what, you use the what?
The whites and the yellow, yolks.
Yeah.
I say yellows and they're supposed to say yolk.
Yeah. When, do you ever, how do you cook eggs usually? You ever drop them in hot water?
Boil it. Poached.
Yeah.
Yeah, according to how you like them.
Uh-huh.
Lots of people like poached eggs. I like mine done.
How are they prepared?
Well, you have your water boiling, put some salt in there.
Mm-hmm.
And when your water's boiling, just break the egg right in there. In that, I have a skillet that just fits the egg.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about meat. Did you used to have, did folks used to have a store where you could go and buy a shop, some sort of shop where you could buy meat?
Oh, yeah. A meat market.
Yeah. Who cut it up there, then?
They did. They always already fixed, you know. We have a...
They had a book.
Have a butcher. We have one out east of Hunanda there. Yeah. We have a homemade one out there. Man raises everything and does his own barbering, butchering, and everything.
Now that what you just fixed me was
sausage.
Yeah, that was good.
That's the lean. I put two part lean, one part fat, and put salt and pepper and sage, a little sugar and a little spice in it, and stir it up. Then yeah. Grind it.
What did you ever buy a meat and then slice it real thin and then you'd eat it with your eggs? What was that called?
Bacon.
Well, the meat you might just buy the meat itself. And then
a slab.
When you get home you'd slice it up.
Uh-huh. That's the way I use my middlings.
Mm-hmm.
We like it with vegetables too.
I see. Now, you told me meat might get rancid, but what if it got some worms in it, you'd say the meat...
Oh, I thought it was spoiled.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever keep thick sour milk around? Any sort of thing like that? You'd keep it on hand, you know, just...
When I had cows, I always did. Always had sour milk. That's what made better biscuit.
Yeah.
And then I made...
What'd you call that,
I just call it sour milk, that was, but I make cottage cheese too. But you make that out of clabber.
Out of the clabber? Call it cottage cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, when you first get the milk, what would you have to do with it when you first brought it in to the house?
Strain it. I strain mine through rags. I never did trust a strainer.
Really?
I had two rags, double rag, and I strained it through that. I was always afraid there might be some trash in there the strainer might not get out.
Miss Wheeler, when you cooked, we were talking about desserts. Did you ever cook maybe something in a deep dish with apples in it, crust on top, that sort of thing? Only a crust on the top, not on the bottom.
Uh-huh. I always put my crust on. I never put in making pies, I never put like a peach pie. And we made a plum pie. We had so many plums and they were delicious. And we just put the on the top. We didn't put one on the bottom.
Really?
No, because it just doesn't get done enough for me.
Yeah. The bottom?
Bottom. It's kind of gummy or something, like dumplings.
Yeah.
We make chicken dumplings. We cook the necks and the feet and the head and put a little butter in there. And we take flour and put hot water on it and then roll it right thin and then cut it and drop them in that hot water. And that's chicken dumplings.
Yeah. Now, would you ever serve anything over, you know, over the pie or something like that, some sort of sweet thing?
Ice cream.
Well, maybe not ice cream, might something made out of milk or cream that you mixed up and with sugar and nutmeg in it. What would you call that?
No, now we make a plain cake we call a pudding, mm-hmm. and we'd make a sauce for it with the egg and the flavoring in it.